Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Seated with Level and Tata Rombe.
Seated with Level.
Ish. Seated with. I can even take it. Seated with Level and Tata Rombe. There we go.
Then I start again.
Yeah, because clearly the show's name. What's the full like?
Seated with Level and Tata Rombe. Yeah. Not seated with Level and Tata Rombe.
Okay, three, two, one. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi. We are super excited for this episode. We obviously have anonymous stories that we try to help you guys with. We're still in the court of awareness, so it's all about you guys. So if you have a story that you want to just say, hey, guys, I need advice, I need something that you guys could help me with, just go check out our Instagram at Seated With. Or if you're feeling frisky, you can also DM us on our TikTok, which is also at Seated With.
Yeah, right? And hello to all of the lovely ladies. How are you guys doing? We've been doing a lot of research into our audience, and there's about 80% women. So ladies, how are you guys? I hope they've told you that you're beautiful today. You're stunning. The world is going to be bright outside. We're really excited to unpack this story. We haven't heard this story.
Yeah.
But we do.
I tried not to read it at once.
Yeah, whatsoever. But we do like having talking points that we're going to, as we're reading, we're planning the episode and we're thinking, what's the talking point? Okay, let's discuss this. Are we discussing that? And we're really just trying to give you guys, you know, the mind of a man, but also for us to learn too.
Yeah, so today's topic is obviously the whole conversation of the toxic parental, but with a main focus on obviously the mom.
Toxic moms.
Okay. Yeah, the toxic mom and the relationship and how that affects obviously women and how we've seen that affect women in our lives personally.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting story, but of course, let's start with the anonymous story.
Yeah, but before we get into that, guys, something very, very exciting.
Oh, yes.
If you have been awarded a tender or a purchase order from the government and you do not have the funds to execute the tender or purchase order, simply visit yourshow.co.za. Your show will only need the purchase order received, a quotation from your preferred supplier, and your latest CSD report to process your applications. Funds will be made available for your tender as soon as you are approved. We will keep the link in the description. And something even more special, if this does not relate to you whatsoever, you can become an agent for your show and earn up to 20% for every single client you bring forward. So if your mom is doing a tender, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your auntie, yourshow.co.za is the place to go.
Hi, Seated With Family. Let's call me Lerato. I'm 24 now, but I feel like my dating life was ruined before it started. All thanks to my mom. Mm. Growing up, my mom was super strict. The classic, you don't close the door in this house. And who are you texting smiling like a fool type of mom. But the confusing part was that she treated me like her therapist. Whenever she and my dad fought, or when my dad eventually left, I was the one hearing all about how men are trash, how I must never depend on a man, and how I need to focus on my books because a man will disappoint me.
Damn.
Fast forward to today.
I feel like I could give her a hug right now.
Yeah, it's hectic.
Yeah.
Fast forward to today, I am fiercely independent, which sounds great, but I literally push away any good guy who tries to do something nice for me. If a guy offers to pay for dinner or help me with my car, my brain immediately screams, he's trying to trap you. Mm. I'm so terrified of ending up bitter like my mom. That I'm sabotaging my own relationships.
Mm.
How do I unlearn the survival tactics my mom forced on me?
Yo, super hectic.
First things first, I'm so happy that she's trying to unlearn.
Yeah.
And she's aware of the source. Yeah. That changes everything. But yeah, man.
Yeah. So I want to obviously start off before we just heard the story, right?
Yeah.
Let's start off what you perceive the role of a mother should be in a child's life.
Okay, this is really beautiful because recently we just got a kitten.
Right? Oh yeah, you just got,
just got a kitten.
Oh, before we even go into that, we should go into how are you, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, this is my how are you.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Just got a kitten. Sita's birthday is in
seven days,
30th of April, a day before my mom's birthday. So that's gonna be really awkward in the future. Like,
and four days before Ruby's birthday.
Yeah. But Ruby is easier because Ruby, we can celebrate it through a gift or something.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, mom, it's about who's getting attention those few days. That's going to be tricky. But anyway, we got a kitten.
Every year, by the way, I just want you to know. It's not like a 1 year problem. It's like, this is the rest of your life.
And you can't say this year I'll celebrate you. This year I'll celebrate
you. You can. You can hit the, we'll do 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
I don't know. I feel like that's once I'm married, I'm going to focus on...
Your wife?
Yeah. I'll focus on my wife. And then from there, of course, my mom will like get a gift or some attention or a phone call or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, recently got a kitten. Yesterday or the day before, the name of the kitten, it's a baby boy. The name is Silas.
Silas.
Yeah, S-Y...
Why did you guys choose to name your kitten after like a villain-ass name?
From
Silas. I know, I'm just saying it sounds like a villain. Like
I think Sinclair like just gave me a bunch of names, and then when she said Silas, we were like, stop right there. Like,
what was it? What was the prompt? What did you do? Like, I know you guys an AI household. Give me 108 kitten names.
The prompt was her brain. I'm just asking. Okay, she thought to herself, what should I name the cat?
I'm trying to see what is the motivation.
Okay, I'm thinking she went to ChatGPT, and then she was like, I've got a cat. It's gray. It's a boy. What should I name it? And
what does Silas mean? Do you know?
No. Can I tell my story?
I'm sorry.
So we got Silas 2 days ago. So I saw how she started behaving. One, like, this is my answer towards how a mother should behave. Like, attention, time, and care. Mm. So she was like very like, okay, cool. Like, let me play with you so I can overstimulate you so that you're tired so you can get a good, nice rest.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, when it's time for me to sleep, let me guard you and keep you safe and teach you where to sleep. Do you get what I'm saying? When you're doing wrong, let me not shout at you, but let me redirect what is right.
Yeah.
So in my mind, a mother is someone that's going to be caring over you, caring over your protection and your peace, but also educating you and teaching you the difference between right and wrong. And in this situation, it seems like this mom is... heavily. Projecting her own pain onto Lerato now.
I wouldn't say projecting, because she could also have just been expressing. Because there's two hats that like a mother plays. No, there's not two hats, sorry. A mother is a mother and a human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, sorry, let me also go into what I think the role of a mother is, right?
Okay.
So I very much agree with you, like very caring, very nurturing. But I also believe that a mother's role in their children's life develops over time.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously, at the stage that I'm in now, I don't need time. I don't need care. I don't need attention.
From your mother.
I don't need, no, from my mother. I don't.
Yeah.
But maybe at an earlier stage, you know, when I was very young, that's when you need your mother the most, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, based on the story, I want to challenge you and ask you the question, like, do you think that she was, A, just being like, a therapist's daughter where like you become an emotional sponge for your mom's issues or your parents' issues, or B, it was a thing of she is manipulating the way she gets to see, projecting, as you said. Yeah.
Man, I really think that Lerato's mom, like you said, is a human first, right? And she doesn't necessarily have a safe space because of how her father behaves.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's deliberately trying to, you know, make her daughter fear men and fear companionship. I think she's going through a whole lot of things and then doesn't have a safe space with her partner and then now is subjected towards speaking to her daughter to release those emotions, right? So now I think that's how it started off. And then now as that was going and progressing, it became a thing of, you know what? I want to protect my kids so much that she never marries or bees with a man like her father.
Yeah.
So instead of distinguishing that these are bad traits that a man can have, and these are good traits, she's just saying don't go to men, which in return has blessed Lerato because she's been super independent and very successful, but at the same time now lacks the things that actually mean something in life, which is love, friendship, community, and a romantic partner. You get me?
Yeah.
So I think, I think that it wasn't her intention, but then she obviously, she still dealt with her shit, so her kid didn't suffer so much.
Yeah. I feel like we personally had a great relationship with our
mom. Yeah, my mom is amazing.
But we do have a little sister, right? And I wanted to add this question because I was thinking of ways that we can like leave the body of like a boy's you know, the son of a mom and try to enter the daughter.
Yeah.
So our sister obviously also grew up in a similar household. Do you think she was raised differently from us?
100%.
And I don't want you to give Papa's perspective, just purely like
Mama. Yeah, 100%. I think like our
name
mom.
Name some things. Like you can
Yeah, like
name.
Mama was very like, take care of us, feed us.
Feed us.
Clothe us.
Very nurturing.
Like,
roles.
Yeah.
Like, Musari must come help.
You get what I'm saying. But with our sister, it's more like friend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going through these things. What are you going through?
What are you saying? She were mama?
Yeah. Okay, because I've seen they speak to each other about each other's problems in life.
In this stage of
like,
life.
Like, I'd never call my mom and be like, yo, dude, like, I'm having this issue. In the stage of life. Even growing up, like, towards she was like 14 up.
Yeah.
So it was more of a friendship. Like, hey, girl. What. So I think that that's one of the differences. I also think she obviously has to endure more of what my mom goes through at work, in life, driving, in comparison to us because they have
be
that
more
bond.
Of an emotional sponge.
She has to be more of an emotional sponge. Or maybe name say emotional support.
Emotional
because
support.
My mom probably feels safer confiding in someone who's going to go through what she went through.
Do you think she would experience any pressures that we didn't experience?
Of course. Like, I think as a woman, she had to obviously learn how to cook, how to clean, how to be neat, how to take care of herself. Like, for us, it's like, we just needed to be, like, there and, like, do the basics, like, tie your shoelace, brush your teeth.
No, I also was, like, I feel like I was also forced, like, to cook, clean, whatever. Like, I was very much next to Shibu doing chores side by side.
Yeah, we all did chores, but
you get what I'm saying?
I've never seen you cook.
No, cooking, obviously, no.
That was your first example?
No. I'd help, though. You said I'd never help mom?
You'll help her in later stages of your life.
Later? Ooh, I can't wait to get you to quote this and send it on the family group and ask, was it later or from the start?
From when you were 16 up.
Okay, but I want to...
20 up.
I want to talk about, like, relationship. Aspect of the difference. So we were getting different advice from mama relationship compared to like
she. You were getting relationship advice.
I was, yeah.
My mom did not want to speak to me at all about like.
I was. She'd be like, "You must get a girl like this. You must. You're saying we've never had this conversation with our parents before.
On how to like fuss a girl?
No, not how to fuss a girl. Like
how to court a girl.
What type of girl you should be going for?
No, I was told what type of goals not to go for.
Okay.
And that's so my dad.
Tell us
that's mama. Papa, not mama. Papa said,
so mama never
said joke.
No, stop. Well, I'm saying mama never said you must date
no,
a girl like
when
this.
I spoke about girls, she'd pull her face.
No, for me, she did.
So obviously, I'm like her precious, like I'm her firstborn.
Are you her firstborn or her precious?
I'm like her prize. I'm like her favorite thing in the world.
So it's hard to speak to
her. It's hard for her to teach me how to let me see another woman.
So for the ones that's easily let go, they can let go of them easily.
No. Yes, like that. The second, third. I mean, imagine you taste ribs for the first time.
Yeah.
Nah? You have ribs for a year. And then someone comes with the ribs. Now it's beef ribs.
Okay. I get it.
It's like you're going to always love the first time you tasted pork ribs.
Well, anyways, my point is that for the relationship advice, my mom would always be telling me like, no, you must get a kind girl, a girl that wants to help out, a girl that's like...
Serious?
Yeah, like girl that's very down to earth. She mustn't like materialistic things, what. She must be...
Oh, you're actually reminding me. Continue though.
Oh, I'm reminding you now.
Of one thing she said I mustn't do.
Okay.
No, like there's one thing, but this is all recent.
Yes.
This is when I was maybe 23.
No, me from a young age, from a very young
age. My mom
age.
Would always say like, don't date girls that like,
she said cleanliness, lashes,
wigs, makeup.
No.
That's what my mom would tell me.
That was to tell you.
Yeah, she'd like define a slay queen. You must leave slay queens alone.
Yeah.
But I get where she was coming from.
Me was more like cleanliness, like she must be a clean person. Don't describe. She'd be very big on family
maybe
background.
She knew that I'm clean. So I didn't need to hear that I must get a clean person. Then there by you, she said, I insist. Please,
I'm there, like, let me just move on to my next thing.
Anyway, Lerato.
Lerato, yeah. Do you think she has like a fear of becoming her mother to a certain extent?
100%.
You can hear it. You can hear it. A little bit,
and I think
right?
She's in a beautiful stage of also seeing that, like, I am becoming my mother. I am my mother.
Yeah.
And she's there, like, dude, how do I unlearn? Which I think is such a rare thing in like young people.
Yeah.
Getting to the point of understanding why you behave the way you behave.
Yeah.
But now, that's a difficult move. The harder move is now doing the unlearning.
Yeah.
The corrective behavior towards becoming better.
Which is very hard because it's like, you have to also understand from an adult's perspective, a lot of what we know that happens in a home is what we learned
at home. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now, you now occupy your first home. It's your own, you know, values, your whatever. But still, what you know from a home is from home. So, very, very kudos to you, Lerato. Like, yo, it's going to be a very tough
what do you,
thing.
What do you think Lerato should be doing, like her first few steps towards improving?
I don't know, man. Because a lot of people say, I have a friend that's in a very similar, was in a very similar scenario when I was in university.
Yeah.
Right? This girlie, her mom, was so anti her dating.
Yeah.
Like she, and the girl, she dated. Like,
she dated.
Gang. She would never like date for like a relationship. She'd just say like, I'm my own person, etc. Right. Mm. So kind of relating to this topic. But one thing that I saw that she did was like, she spoke a lot to her mom about where she went wrong and wada, and like faced her and said,
this,
and
I don't recommend that.
I don't recommend that. But
I don't think parents have the ability to hear us out because they themselves need corrective behavior.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. So she went to her mom and said, no, this is how this thing affected me. All this stuff. Right. Mm. The mom fully took the message. She said sorry. She said that I didn't mean
something in your beard.
Making me lose my dream.
Sorry.
She's like, I'm sorry, I never meant to do that to you. Yeah. The mom kept saying, I was trying to show you how hard the real life is and how uncaring men are. Yeah.
Which is real.
So, but the main point I'm trying to make is that forgiveness.
Yeah.
Like being able to just forgive the past, being able to be like, nah, dude, like, what happened. I have to move on. I have to be a bigger person. I have to grow. I can't let my traumas come with me to the next stage of my life.
Yeah.
That's basically what I would
say. I'm such a pen and paper type of guy. Nah? You know, I would like suggest for her to do.
Yeah.
Especially because this is related towards dating.
Yeah.
I'd say she should write down like my husband.
Yeah.
Nah? And then she should write down the different things she wants in a man.
Mm.
And then she should ask her friends the different things they want in a man.
Yeah.
And then she should also answer why. So, for example, I want a man to be caring. Why? I want a man to give me money. Yeah, why? Right. And then she should compare her reasons to her friend's reason. But the friend should be a little bit more softer, more welcoming to men. The friend should actually be in a stable relationship and a healthy one. Then from there, she can compare notes and then she can decide for herself, do I want this this version of love that my friend has, or do I want the version of love that I perceive? And understanding why I perceive it to be that way, why I want money, why I want love, why I want care, why I want protection, will really allow for her to do the corrective measures of receiving that thing. Because now, for example, she struggles for a man to pay for her petrol. Right? And this is a gesture from this guy. She needs to understand, why do I struggle? Oh, I struggle because I fear that if I let this guy pay for my petrol, he will now have a certain power that can tell me where to go and where not to go.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Now when you know the reason why you're scared of the person pouring the petrol, you can go then have the conversation with the guy and be like, hey, by the way, I, you know, am really scared of these types of things. Let me explain to you why I'm scared. Mm. If I take this gesture from you, will you behave in this manner? Yes or no? Then the guy can say, no, I won't behave in that manner. Then from this, you can say, okay, cool. So you are telling me you won't behave in that manner. He's like, yes. Then she can now take that gesture. And then once that guy behaves in that manner, she knows that that guy is not for her. So I think unpacking and doing a deep root analysis will really allow for
it. It's kind of like a real life like test.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's practical. I don't know. Ghost lady. Do you think it's practical? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Thank God she wasn't.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Thank God she wasn't.
You're fired.
I want to talk about, okay, so cool. We've heard all the things. We've heard the solution based on it. But at the end of the day, this can be a common reoccurrence in your life because your mother is your mother forever. Your parent,
she has
your
those
toxic
traits.
Parent is your toxic parent forever. How do you set boundaries with your parents?
Mm.
Because even me to this day, when you said boundaries, I mean, they see it as like a optional.
Yeah.
You know, boundary.
Yeah. I mean, with me, like there's one thing that I think I did with my, I don't know if it was a dream or a reality.
It's probably a dream. Boundary.
But like every time I visit my dad, he would always comment on my weight.
Yeah, it was a dream.
So he always be like, he'd be like, you're getting fit, or oh, you've gained weight, or like, oh, why are you so fat? Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I was like, I think I told him, like, listen, like, every time you say that stuff to me, I kind of like you a little bit less. I don't want to engage with you, and I kind of regret coming. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's starting to sound like a dream.
It's a dream, yeah.
But that dream might have worked. Maybe it was a prayer. But my point is,
good example.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like saying, like, hey, dude, when you do this thing, it makes me feel this way. And I wanna see you.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to like come back. Cause now the things that when that happened, I'd come home and I'd feel so defeated, confidence gone. You look at yourself differently.
Yeah.
You even feel heavier. And it's like, it's kind of, it's like you stripped away your your confidence. And that's because of how, like, we view our parents like idols, guys.
Yeah.
We view our parents like gods.
Yeah, like they can do no wrong.
They can do no wrong. They are the alpha and omega. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think my one is like, my family pretty much knows that I have a boundary. I won't do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can... I hate it. Like, you'll be on a family vacation and there's one person in the family who decides that they're going to be like this, like... at 11 a.m. and 12 a.m. and they said, no, dude, like, yeah, you enjoy your vacation how you want to enjoy your vacation. Yeah. I'll enjoy my vacation how I want to enjoy my vacation. If we can link up in between somewhere intersect, that's perfect. But if we can't, we can't. But
true. Yeah. I also have another example. And I don't know if it's bad or not.
You can.
I learned this, we threw a house party. We booked the Airbnb 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it was me, you, Khonse, Percy, and then like a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Nah? And then what happened was that it was time to like cook and clean. Yeah. Or time to clean.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, no, we're gonna clean. And there was a whole debate. And then I was like, guys, I'm not gonna clean, but I don't mind calling my cleaner to come clean.
Mm.
Then I called my cleaner, then I gave her like two 300 rand to come and clean. So when I'm at home, since that day, I've got the same situation. Like when we go to Limpopo and they'll say, hey, like do the garden, like crazy work, like do the garden, like install grass on 100 square meters and change all the globes. I'm there like, guys, I didn't come here to do this manual labor. I don't do this in Johannesburg. But I'm willing to go fetch someone. I'm willing to go fetch someone to go.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like communicate the boundaries, but also come up with some sort of solution also.
Then they asked me to help the gardener in the house. You have to help the thing. Very interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, like the whole concept of setting the boundary also allows grace. It's to be like, yo, you know what? I can see this is within your pattern of behavior. Let me rather just say, hey, this is a rule that we can set up, etc.
Yeah.
How do you go from, like Lerato's saying, she's super independent. And I've dated an independent woman before also. Yeah, kind of.
The one that was same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So I've dated an independent woman also. And how do you...
I've never dated an independent woman. Sorry.
That's a bit toxic a little bit.
No. Like, I'm saying like independent like Lerato.
Yeah, like independent like Lerato.
I've never. That's a good thing. Why would you date someone like that?
What do you mean it's a good thing?
To not have dated someone like that.
To have not dated or to date?
To have not dated.
To date someone independent.
Not independent. Like, she is literally saying no to all advances. Yeah, she views everything toxic.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she possesses femininity in her.
They know what they want. They know their own value. Very strict.
Not that they know what they want and their own value, but then they're not willing to receive help. But sorry, you were saying.
I get it. It doesn't seem like that in their world.
Yeah.
In their world, it's like, I know what they want.
Oh,
I know my value.
I know what I'm doing.
I know I won't tolerate this. Even though what you're saying is correct, it stems from, you know, relationships that they had.
It's like dating a man.
Yeah.
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 I'm not gay.
No, not like that. I mean, like...
I'm just saying,
I understand why it seems like that, but it's not like that. It's not like... It is like dating a man in the fact that, like, you'll be chilling. It is like dating a man.
I don't want to realize it's dating a man. Yeah. Anyway, so you're saying...
She's having a thought, asking you what you want to eat. They're like, no, I also want to do... Like, okay, anyways, the point is that you have a power struggle.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, you also want to do things for the person. You also want to give them. So how do you advise women who are back home right now, extremely independent, last number...
The Leratos of the world.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
How do you... Who want to... fall into that femininity that they see their female friends have.
Yeah.
To be the Lulus, the Salulu, you know, try lower their walls. What advice would you give them?
Honestly, I don't want to say just drop your shoulder and allow it.
Yeah.
I think because I've been with a hard nigga before.
Yeah.
Every hard nigga woman, every independent girly can submit and become softer to the right type of man.
Yeah.
So now if you are hyper independent, you're getting your 12K salary a month, you're doing amazing.
Yeah.
Shit, you're getting the bonuses, like you're doing, like you've got your car, you've got your apartment, all these beautiful things. Go a bit higher, man. Like dates a man that has a little bit more mental stability, emotional intelligence, and like more money in the pocket. Because you...
What if she's like...
Then she must go higher.
No, but...
Higher.
Like,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Everybody.
Elon Musk.
I'm just asking.
Jacob Zuma.
Like, she can only look like
Trevor
down.
Noah.
Like down. Like she's the most successful. No,
she's choosing to do that. So my answer is stop looking down.
Yeah.
Like get yourself a man that can kind of change the things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
That can shift the way you think. That really can change a lot. Because I know a lot of women, because they're so independent, they grow up with these moms that are independent, they're now independent. Yeah. And because you're an independent girl, you're probably the group leader. You're probably the leader in the squad. You take care of your friends. You know, you help all of people around you become dependents. Mm. So in the situation, allow for someone that has a little bit higher of a caliber or earning potential or emotional intelligence so that you can become the dependent.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Or the dependee.
I want to ask you then. So I hear what you're saying and I hope that the girls can back home can like, the ladies can like listen and hear and take
like
the
don't, what's the word? Thing. Don't settle, bro. Yeah. Especially if you are such a, you know,
don't settle.
Such a high value woman.
And a lot of people settle. They just say to themselves,
And the things that, you know, I was talking to one of my friends, man. Mm. I hope she doesn't watch this podcast. But she's like actively courting, trying to like meet people and obviously get a man.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm like, dude, I promote, go on the dates, everything. But like once a man is kind of snucks, drop that nigga because it only takes that one right guy for you to start building with. Mm. So yes, you can go through 54 balloons and aliens, but when you get to 55, you can then relax.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, keep that standard because the person you choose is going to be the person you have for the rest of your life. I know Sitla and I were going through something like a few weeks ago, and she was like, dude, like, you're great. I'm great. This is great. But like, I know how I want my life to look like. Mm. Like, and when I say my life, I mean forever.
Yeah.
So if you don't change these few things, like, I don't see, not that she's giving an ultimatum, but she's like, I don't see my life, I don't see myself settling in this regard.
Yeah.
Which I think was a great warning. It was a great warning. Because then I was there like,
the smoke. She's sending smoke signals.
Smoke signals.
It's not, you can't see the fire.
Yes.
You can see
the smoke. Because then I get to decide, okay, cool. If I want to keep this person, and is it worth this sacrifice?
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for date people you like.
Yeah.
Like date people you like for real. But anyways, in terms of dating, I want to talk to you about like, have you ever dated then the opposite? Then we're talking about the golden child, loved by the mommy, best friends of the mom. They do matching outfits. The mom's in every phase of her life. She's texting you like, have you
daily
ever,
calls?
Daily calls, you know what I mean? This is now the golden relationship that they've had. I'm trying to think of who.
Yeah, I've never gone through that.
I've also never. I don't think I've ever. I don't think I've ever been with a girl that's like the golden child.
Yeah, I've never been with a girl that has a good relationship, like, not good, but like that level of relationship where it's like calls every day.
I think
CK now is the one girl who I've seen a relationship with. Their mom, like when I first started meeting her, like, because she lived at home, like, my mom did this for us, you know.
I haven't dated, but I've seen girls. That have been next.
I have friends that are like that.
Yeah, who are that close. Yeah, who are
like
that?
Tiro.
Yeah.
She calls her mom every day, calls her mom with everything every day.
Yeah. Which I always, by the way, guys, I find that to be extremely weird. But I think it's because of how I grew up.
I thought you were going to say extremely attractive.
No, I think it's extremely, extremely weird. Like, you're telling your mom, like, oh yeah, my mom knows that I clap. My mom knows that I drink. You don't have to worry. Like, my mom knows that I'm she knows I'm here. She knows.
Yeah, see, those things. Because Sitla used to like go out and her mom would know where she's going.
It's like, woo. Damn, bro. What you mean? Your mom knows what we ate too? You know what I mean? Like, what doesn't this woman that I have never met know?
You know what it's giving? It's giving like the same ick that girls get when they see, when they're with a petty guy and he's like, close loves his mom. Like, boom, ma. So you're basically like, feeling the same thing, like,
oh, like, bro, like, you're chilling with a girl, we're all going through something. She's like, let me ask my mom, like, what? How dare you get parental help? Like, how dare you get parental help?
What do you think that stems from? Is it because you didn't have that type of relationship with your mom?
No, I just think to myself, like, okay, so I have two perceptions of it. I have like that thing of like every person should be able to fend for themselves and whatever as a human being
from a certain age.
Yeah, you shouldn't rely on people, And then I have the other perception of like, like I get it. People are loved at home. Because this girl that once told me even, it's like, because I was like, dude, her mom was signing her up for her honors. This girl.
I know this person.
I don't want to say.
But I know kids like that. Like
that, for kids me, like that.
That's what I started seeing. That okay, like, people have different households. When your mom was applying for university for you,
like what?
Whoa.
First of all, it's like what? Okay, but anyways, your mom is applying for honors there for you. You're there saying, well, we're asking, what do you understand? You're saying, I don't know. I'm going to find out now after they've done the application. Like, dude, that's
What do you think? Yo, person that's meant to be listening. So you get two types of like moms and daughter relationships. Like those that let their kid like do everything, be independent, like apply for university, and those that like apply for them and help them and buy them the first work clothes. Do you think it's weird for like moms to...
love their kid.
To be so involved in their kid's life. Especially when applying for university, for example.
I don't think it's weird. I think both are okay. I think when it comes to parenting, I would think it would be best to look at the child and their needs. So there are some kids who maybe appreciate the fact that, oh, mom is applying with me to school, like applying for me, applying with me, advising me and everything. Because I feel like none of us, me personally, I didn't know what I wanted to do, like what school and everything. So for a mom to be helpful because maybe they recognize that in that department I need help, then that's okay. But if they feel like, you know what, I have an independent child, they know how to take care of themselves and everything like that, then it's also fine. So it depends on the person.
I'm watching this show. It's called, I think you've watched it, The Good Place.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Chidi, who can't make a decision. You just triggered me and reminded me of Chidi. Like, make a decision, bro.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
You've watched The Good Place?
Yeah, I have. I finished it.
I agree with you, by the way, but I just reminded me of Chidi.
That's what I was about to say. I agree with you, but I think back to like...
Because she made both scenarios so perfect.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But I guess maybe that's the solution. Like, if you go that direction, like, if you let your kid be independent, check on them. Like, hey, how are you doing? Did you apply? You good? Sharp. If you can see that they need some help, hey, I think maybe you should try this thing. Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, but I think about the day where we, you know, in grade 7, where they're like, okay, guys, like everybody's going to be selling something to the rest of the primary school. You guys can choose. I think it's called Market Day or Korea. Something day where you set up a shop and you sell. Man.
Yeah.
Then you get, you know, some kids who are the other side of independent kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they are literally setting up, you can see they have like these, I mean this respectfully, but these shitty ass like cardboard drawings and etc. And it's like a table, they put a table, what is that thing called? Cloth that's from home, you can see it's not the fire. Then you look to the active parents and she's carrying a slushy machine underneath. And a sign, and it's like, yeah, you're the amazing parent, you're the good parent, but what are you teaching your kids?
Yeah, hyper independence.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, what are you teaching your kids? That's how I see the scenario.
What do you think? What advice would you give Lerato? And I won't call you Chidi again, sorry.
I think when it comes to Lerato, first of all, it's good that she's aware that she has certain pain points and struggles when it comes to relationships, navigating them, being in them, being comfortable receiving. One, she must learn to be comfortable receiving, because most of the time, personally, as someone who's also been hyper independent, it took me time to learn to receive, because I was always like willing to give. And sometimes when you give too much and you don't receive, you burn out, yes. And then you also low-key expect people to kind of put in the same effort, because I feel like people like that who are hyper independent and maybe who are givers, I'm not saying, I don't know if Lerato is a giver, it wasn't mentioned, but who are givers, they tend to study people and then they want that in return, but not everybody has that skill. So I think if she works on herself and then she doesn't want someone to offer, like she must maybe not let someone offer something more than once. Like sometimes be okay if someone says, do you want bread? Then you say yes. Don't say, no, I'm fine, I'll eat later. Because that sometimes is a symptom of hyper independence.
So she must get you to saying yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then secondly, therapy.
Oh.
Yes, I think so. Because she has deep-rooted issues. Sometimes defining something, understanding it, and being able to recognize when the trigger happens will help you. Mm. Sometimes it's all about comprehension and not necessarily like, oh, my past. It's we all have a past. It's about how you deal with how it affects you in the present.
Yeah, that's
hey, we all have a past. That's very real. Like, we all have a past. Everybody is responsible for their past. How do you overcome it? You know what I mean? I want to see something.
I want to say responsible, but then they lived in the, I get you. Everybody lived in the past. Not responsible for your parents' behavior when you're.
No, there. You're responsible for.
Oh, you're responsible you to for it now.
How you react to
oh,
it.
Oh, yes, 100%. 100%.
Obviously, like, we shouldn't be putting our mothers in this, like, the most evil seating of the world. And, you know, like, there's also good parts that our mothers give us. They teach us the nurturing part that we spoke about for our sister and et cetera. So I want to talk about if you had a, you know, daughter right now, what qualities would you want her to absorb from her mother? This is a hectic question, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's a good one. I think the ability to...
And it also shows you who also, you should be marrying.
Also, can I also say that the things... Can I also say the things that she shouldn't be taking from the mother?
That's why I said it also shows you who you should be marrying. Because I was starting to think and I was like, I hope she's not S.
No, I wasn't thinking that way.
My first thing I was thinking is, I hope she's not S.
Yeah. Anyway, let me save you. So some qualities, I think the ability to it's not being objective or subjective, but it's the ability to like consider other people first before you consider yourself.
Dude, I need you just to take a deep breath. You're okay. No one is pointing a sniper at
your head. I'm just thinking of the right word. Selfless. Okay. Selfless. Okay. As I was saying, it's not subjective or objective. Like the ability to be selfless.
Yeah. Like, big one. Hey?
Yeah, like my partner can like consider everybody in the room before she considers herself. And that's a good and a bad thing. So it's like, it's a good thing to have because like the way we grew up, scripture, everything that's been taught to us is that you have to like consider the person before you consider yourself. And then I also hope that they also just like love themselves, because my girlfriend loves herself. Like she takes care of herself. She's very feminine. She can see the beauty in herself. She takes time with like doing her hair, natural hair. It takes time with like, even installing a wig, like taking care of herself. Like we can be chilling at 2 a.m. She'll put on lip gloss because she doesn't want me to see her with like cracked lips type vibe. So it's like that level of self-love. And I hope it's self-love, not fear of being seen with cracked lips. But my point is that like that level self-love. Of self-love. Yeah. And then I also hope my kid is like also like athletic, like not scared of a ball. Because Sitya like plays paddle with us.
Yeah.
I almost said she runs. I never seen that lady run, but she gyms. And she's like not scared to like,
be active.
Be a part and be active. Like go Rip City show, go on the ride. Go karting show, go. So all my kids also like not be scared of certain things and feel like certain actions are made for men.
Now that you're there, I want you to hold.
And beautiful.
I want you to hold.
And beautiful. I want it to also be just as beautiful as, as my
now
daughter.
That you're there, what are some
and
of
the, also
what are some of the good aspects that you think you inherited from your mother?
Oh man, like I'm very, very considerate of the people around me. Like if I was not like my mom, I would be paying everybody around me half the price. I'd be a dick. Like
I'd probably be such a penis.
Like every time we did a show, like for example, like when we were doing Looking for Mjolo, or you shooped in, like Bali knows, I always be like, okay, cool. Like what are we meant to pay them? Okay, let's go. Like even if it takes our profits from like 40 to like 5%.
Yeah.
It's like, let everybody be compensated fairly. Let's grow this thing. And then from there we move. So my mom taught me that. My mom also taught me like how to be independent, how to like not, how to be an entrepreneur, let me say.
Yeah.
She really like taught me every single day. Like, trust me, this is the route for you. I see it in you.
And then this might be a hectic question. What's one of those generational curses you feel like you inherited?
Emotional regulation. It took me some time. I prayed against it. I prayed for it.
And I'm also in your generation, so I might have the same curse.
Yeah, like when I joined Homesaw 2 years ago or a year ago, like every time they say like, what's your prayer point? How can we? I say, guys, please pray for emotional regulation. And they'd be like, "Hey,
what a mess. Like,
you don't want money, peace, love." I said, help me regulate my emotions, Oaks. And it got better.
Yeah.
Because like when you have the curse that we have, when you have the curse that we had, when you're happy, you're really happy. When you're sad, you're really sad. When you're angry, you're really angry. When you're disappointed, you're a serious empath.
Obviously, guys, I'm not answering the questions as we're going along because Tata's answering very similar. I think I had very much all the answers the same.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the ones that the daughter inherited, some are a bit different.
Let's talk about things that we think our partners and the things we have, our kids shouldn't have.
Okay. you go first. One of those things that our partners so, have. Yeah. I'll go first. Shame, you've been answering. Let me give you a break so you can also think.
Take me to the dick.
If I had to do, if me and my partner and I had to have a child, and she is my final partner in life.
Yeah.
Some things that I'm worried that, yeah, definitely emotional regulation might be in the DNA. Yeah. So I don't know that I figured it out, but I don't know if they may have figured it. They will figure it out as fast as I am.
Valid.
I grew up watching my mom being very like caring, but I think sometimes she was too caring.
Yeah.
Like, so she could have just held back a bit. Yeah. I hope that I'm also on that aspect where I can be a bit, I can literally, what is it called? When you do too much, when you go the extra mile for people, yeah. I don't overcompensate. Thank you. That's the right word. When you overcompensate for people, I don't want my child to inherit that. I'm saying the negative ones.
Yeah.
What else is there? Being funny. I hope my child is not funny. Oh my God, I hope my child is not funny.
I feel like being funny is...
It's a blessing and a curse. Like,
Yeah.
More of a curse because if you're really, 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 really... If you're extremely funny, everything you say sounds like it's about to be a joke. But it's not a joke. You're just speaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's also one. I'm doing all me, hey. I find footy so perfect. I find it so perfect, so I guess I can say. another one I can say is me. Oh, yes. Being aware that... actually, I'm finished.
Me too. I'm also finished.
I'm 100% finished.
Yeah. You go ahead. Yeah. And then from my side, the thing is, I want my daughter to inherit.
Your side again.
Mutlakai called me this thing.
Yeah.
She says, I have a savior complex.
Oh, yes.
So, mind you, this one I started, like, when I was trying to help her at the beginning, like, when I first met her, like, oh, by the way, I can help. No. So, I think I don't want my kids to have a savior complex. I want them to, like, really, like.
It's that thing of being too, doing too much, overcompensating. Yeah.
Yeah. I want them to just, like, be selfish. Be a bit more selfish in comparison to me. Like, yeah. Because for me, it's like, let's say I got this from my mom, 100%. Like, I can be at Four Ways Mall, I'll see a jacket that I love, and I'll be like, yo, 899. And I'll be like, nah.
Yeah.
But I'll be at the mall, then I see a jacket maybe you spoke about or Sitya spoke about, then I'll be like, yo, 1.2, nah, fuck it, let me get it for them. Do you get what I'm saying? So being able to, like, my daughter being able to get herself things and love herself and take herself on walks and take herself out on lunches and meditate and just like read and do things for herself.
Yeah.
Not for everyone else around her. I think that would be a nice trait that she should have and not get from me because I don't have that trait quite well. Then from my partner has like a horrible choice in friends. I think because she's so used to being hurt.
Discernment. So discernment.
Yeah. So it's like she has a high pain threshold.
Mm.
So because she's so used to like high pain, like all of us, she will allow for it in friendships. So I hope my child doesn't have that. I hope they have discernment when it comes to friends. Because I will send...
When your child gets hit like this, bro, you must switch off all the lights, close the blinds, tell them, cry it out, feel it.
Yeah. I was at home cell last week and... Alstepi, she says she must call her there, but she's literally like a few years older than us. Alstepi was like, when my kids are bored and they say, Mama, I'm bored, I say, good, sit in that. It's good to be bored. Which I think is such a powerful thing to teach your kids, right? Yeah. And it's usually like, damn, you deserve a star on your forehead, Alstepi. Yeah. Like, that is some.
Like, some don't stimulate stuff. Them. It's okay not
It's okay
a lot of life is being bored.
Yeah, I was even watching, I was on Instagram and
It's the in between. It's the in between between things. Mm. You know what I mean?
I was on IG and I saw Abo Boy, he posted a reel and he's like, recording himself for an hour and he's like sitting in silence to teach myself to like not want to
do
so much anymore. There was he phrased it quite well. Yeah. I think there's power in being able to sit and be bored.
Yeah. I have only like basically one more topic left for this whole conversation. But now we've seen the history of mothers, etc. Now, and we've spoken about the qualities that we'd obviously want in our children. This generation of women, what type of mothers do you think it's going to produce?
Like, the first thing that comes to mind is Gen Z. I think everybody knows what Gen Z means.
So I think this is the generation of mothers that are friends.
Friends and also like their kids. I think also like I think we underestimate how much generational trauma we have as beings. Just because we're so vocal about it now, not all of us have fixed our things.
Yeah, definitely.
And from the women I know and the men I know, like, a lot of people have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, before they
so
become
I still
parents.
See a lot of new generation. I see new curses coming to life.
Such as?
Like,
me, I
like
think
Naruto, like Naruto situation.
Attention.
Like Naruto situation.
Attention, yeah.
Naruto situation. Like, that was no, that would never happen 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago, she would have been taught, like, you need to be, you know, you come from a man, then from there, because you come from a man, you serve the man.
Oh, you mean like long ago.
20 years ago, yeah. Like, look at our moms now. They serve our fathers. The women now that exist, is they're like, yo, like, femininity, equal rights. No.
I look, you think like,
it's just good, but I'm just saying that like it's gonna create a new sort of like pain point.
I was gonna say the wildest things, but yeah. I don't wanna say them because I have faith, I have hope.
Also a lot of iPad babies. Like I feel like because we know how to like have fun and we've got so much independence and we know how to do things by ourselves with partners, with friends, like having kids is gonna bang for the first few years, but then when I go back to being selfish. And because we're going to see that our kids stop crying, stop doing whatever with an iPad in front of them, we might be bad parents. Like, we might not play with them as much, all these things. Not me, though, God forbid. But I'm just saying, like, based on the generation and based on what I'm seeing right now, I go to a restaurant, it's literally the kid on an iPad. Like, yeah. I'm driving past a family.
An iPad,
it's a kid on an iPad.
What should be for an iPad?
Dude, our screen time in jail, like, which is
what
low,
is an iPad.
Like, our screen time, it's about the screen. It's about the connection to a phone.
Yeah.
It's about not living life and seeing what's around you, but living through this thing. Like, I think that's so dangerous because your kid lacks certain skills, social skills. Imagine us. We struggle to date. Or let me say, I struggle to date. And I'm like Gen Z.
Thank
I'm
you for correcting yourself.
And I'm the beginning of Gen Z. I'm the first Gen Z. Right? So I was in the intersection of, like, 1997 was the first year of Gen Z.
No, I think it's 1997.
I'm Gen Z.
An agency
spoke to me a month ago. I'm the most consumed Gen Z content creator. I'm 100% Gen Z.
We're gonna do a fact check there. Yeah, you're in.
No, I know.
You're in.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought.
You're the beginning. Yeah, you're the beginning of Gen Z.
From what Tato said, I feel like I've noticed also with new age parents, the reason why there's so many iPad kids, because iPad kids is a new generation as well, mm-hmm. and it's more newer parents, right? Mm. Unless our parents had kids late. Mm. So I think I noticed that because of our parents, I'll include myself, then become parents who don't know how to connect to kids, who run out of patience, because that's what we're used to. So what Lebo said earlier about... the way in which a home is made is from what you learned from home. Mm. So those things kind of now manifest in a different way. And I think iPad kids and iPad babies, it's just parent negligence.
Yeah.
I see that your kids exactly being iPad kids. That's how I was just like,
100% not.
That's how I was like, what?
100% not. Like, my kids won't have tech until they're like 12, 13.
I'm about it. Like, I want them to have that tech. Because one, it's a huge advantage over a lot of kids who don't have that access to technology, who only learn in their later ages. You come in, like, it's a huge education advantage to being able to know that access to, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
with you.
So maybe that's why I understand why parents do it now. Because it's like,
I see my kids as painters and soccer players and marketing officers and runners and...
The guy's going to tell you, I want to make trains.
Yeah, like my kids are going to, like, there's going to be so much money at home that my kids can do whatever their heart desires, but they'll still have good values.
Yeah.
So, like, I really feel like I want to, like, for example, dude, this cat, I know it's the first few days of this cat, but it's like, we could easily be like, okay, cool, put that cat in the room and, like, let's do our own thing. But it's like, my lifestyle has changed now. Like, I'm used to my hun, like, talking to me and all these things continuously.
Mm.
Now it's like, oh, let me go check on Silas and let me go play with Silas.
See how you said Silas's name like he's a villain? That's what I was trying to say.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I see a very active household. I mean, like, look at us, bro.
I think, yeah.
We hiked. We play paddle a lot.
I hike. But yeah, the active generation. Definitely active moms. More iPads, you're saying?
There's two types. So it's going to be like, for example, like Shoddy, like as Shoddy is running all the time.
Shoddy's kids going to be doing Hyrox.
Hyrox, you know what I'm saying? So she's going to involve the kids. Then you get motherfucking...
Shout out Shoddy, by the way.
Let's say motherfucking like a gamer, for example.
Yeah.
He's going to obviously teach his kids games, all these things. And like, okay, cool. Like, you play. Yeah. It's connecting them in the multiverse.
I also just want to say something like, I think our generation, I'm going to ride for us. I'm going to be a bit more prepared. Like, you hear when people were having kids in the previous generation, you're like, damn, you had a kid at 19 or 21 or 20.
Yeah.
You got married at 23. That's crazy. Of course you were a bad parent. Your frontal lobe wasn't fucking developed. You feel me?
You weren't even a decent person.
You didn't even know life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, of course. So we, I think, take a bit more of our time with those things, with weddings, with getting in, falling in love.
Is that true? Are people having less babies? We should actually...
I don't know.
Yeah. So what's your take on the fact that the statistics of the birth rate has dropped? Do you think it's because our generation is more prepared. Aware? Because
it has dropped. You spoke about it.
That's why it has dropped.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is the mic on? Is her mic on? Did they hear that part? Okay, awesome. Seeing a thumbs up, just in case.
So basically, people are having less kids.
Yeah, it makes sense, bruh. I couldn't know no one's grandparents are forcing them to have to be married at 23 anymore.
Yeah. Also, the economy is tough.
Yeah, plus that.
Things are expensive. Like, imagine having a kid now.
I mean, dude, I've seen people have kids in the worst scenarios. A kid in a village, a straw, you
Yeah, but leave that. Imagine you sacrificing your income for a kid right now.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I also wouldn't be able to, bro. I'm still building.
I wouldn't. That's why I said we'll be the more prepared generation.
Yeah, but I just hope that this generation is also preparing their mind, because we still have a lot of messed up people out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are going to try to prepare finances, not prepare mind.
Yeah, I think assume just because like we are around Boom Bali, Kenny Tawang, CK, all these different people that around people that have a certain level of emotional intelligence that the rest of the world
has
like
that.
No, like when you're good mentally, you attract good. Like once I step out the room and I go somewhere, I realize there's a lot of fools out there.
Who'd be willing to have 8 kids in this environment.
Not necessarily have many kids, but then their minds are like wet.
Thank you so much for watching. Before you finish, what does a wet mind mean? Because all of our minds are technically wet.
It's a figure of speech.
Meaning?
It's like they're not solid. They don't have a good foundation. Oh, they don't have structure.
It's liquid in here.
They can be easily swayed.
Oh, I was saying like wet. I was like, my brain is wet right now. The entirety of our bodies inside are wet.
Yeah.
But yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's topic of the toxic mom. I want to continue this conversation in the comment section, obviously. So please let us know your thoughts. And if you have a burning topic that's at the top of your chest, please add Seated With on Instagram. Send us your anonymous message or just let us know how are you so we can also read that out. We didn't do that today because Ruby's on leave. So that's my fault.
So you don't know how you are because Ruby's on leave.
Yeah, I don't know how I am because Ruby's on leave. So that's my fault. That is
sick
really
leave,
my fault.
By the way.
Sick leave. So my bad. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I feel like you're those bosses that like took leave. I couldn't take a step.
I couldn't take a step.
Shout out, guys. Yeah. We appreciate you. Please give this video a big thumbs up. I won't say subscribe on this one. I'm asking for one thing, so please like it. If you haven't liked the video before, this is your chance to like it. It helps us quite a bit. It helps us spread this conversation to more people. You guys have seen our conversations are not those ones that can trend easily and get 100,000 views. We really want to speak about things that matter so we can...
Help people.
Help people and help ourselves. Most of the time we're helping ourselves, but then we end up helping you. So if we've helped you, we are happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Shout out. Next week.
Bye-bye. Bye. See it.